Last August, researchers at Duke published a study that followed habitual users of marijuana in New Zealand before they turned 18. Subjects of that study showed an average drop of 8 IQ points when their aptitude was measured. The News and Observer reports a Norwegian researcher is now disputing the study. That scientist says his research shows factors such as education, income, and job status among the study's participants may also have contributed to a downward trend in their IQ. Duke researchers learned of the Norwegian study a week ago. They conducted more analysis of the data and stand by their findings. Scientists independent of both analyses have looked at the findings and concluded that neither study definitively determines a cause for lower IQ. Grinnell Scott, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.